This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Scratch cut lanyard by dry cleaning right here on The Pulse on BFM 89.9. Heading to our first story, Future Islands are a four-piece American synth pop band with six LPs and four EPs under their belts. If you're a fan of the band, you would know that this hardworking band that's from Baltimore, they very rarely take breaks when they're on the road.
Yep, always touring, and they're also considered seasoned veterans of the touring circuit, only stopping to tour when they have to free up their time to write more music to get back on the road again. So that
never ends.
Yeah, it's like a cycle for this band. We're talking to them about their latest album, album number 6. It is called As Long As You Are, and it was written at a weird time where touring wasn't really possible.
That's right. We speak to lead singer Sam and drummer Mike to find out more about recording the new album and more.
The blueberries are ripe, round the purpling nettles, the ramsons and pie.
Now, first up, was there anything that had to be done differently during the recording process of the recent album, As Long As You Are, compared to the band's previous sessions?
I think that we felt like everything just was like really rushed. And for me personally, like I was happy with the way things turned out, but not giving yourself, like, it's really nice to sort of give yourself as much time as you can to like live with something. Cause I just feel like, if you can keep going back and like working, you know, molding and shaping your songs or your record, the better that is, you know, that just makes the end product better and makes you more confident about it. And, you know, when we were in it, I remember sort of being with the Farfield and we were sort of in the process. I remember at the end of that process being like, all right, well, this is good. Like, I'm really happy with everything. But then like a month later being like, oh man, I would have maybe played this differently. I would have maybe gone with a different snare drum sound, you know, and you want to give yourself time to sort of go through those things. I found personally that like, I'll start with something and then over time, I'll sort of circle away from it and be like, oh, I want to change this. I want to change this and change this. And then I'll live with that for a while and then maybe revert like halfway back to like what the original is. But I think it's important to be able to, you know, go through that process and to have the ability to be like, oh, I want to change this and then change it and live with it for a little while. So we didn't really have as much gestation time to kind of like live with the songs. And so that was a regret about that process in the Farfield. So with As Long As You Are, I mean, some of those songs we started writing during sound checks on the Farfield tour. So like Plastic Beach, that song came about that way. I think Glotta came out that way. Then when it came time to record, we were sort of like, we wanted to have every avenue open. So like if like Garrett had a song that was sort of an idea that was sort of fleshed out and written top to bottom and like throw that into the pot, like, okay, like great. And then there were some songs that we all wrote together. And then there was like a, you know, like Born in a War is an idea that William and I sort of came up with and then took to the other guys. And then there were songs that we wrote like in the studio. There was like one song, The Painter is a song that we sort of came out of a jam in William's garage. And then, you know, we built that up in the studio. Hit the Coast came out not far from what it ended up being on the record, just in the studio where we recorded As Long As You Are, Right Way Studios in Baltimore. And that we would start some of those sessions just jamming and we would just record the jams and then listen back through them. And we didn't give ourselves like a timeline. We weren't like, we have to have a record done by this time. I mean, obviously we didn't, you know, no one could foresee the, you know, the pandemic happening, but we were sort of like, we're going to take our time. And I think there was a lot of things about the Farfield. There was a lot of parts of that process that the other guys weren't happy about, like, overall, and we just wanted to like take our time and to make sure that everybody was really happy with the result.
You know, with all the time on your hands, I'm pretty sure you guys would have taken up to 50 takes or more if you guys could. So how do you know when is the right time to stop overproducing and just call it a day?
That's a hard one because you're absolutely right. At some point, you do just have to move forward. I mean, I did a feature for this group, Bad, Bad, Not Good. I don't know, we probably recorded it 5 or 6 years ago now, for this song called Time Moves Slow. And I'll never forget we were recording straight to tape, a quarter inch tape. So you can't comp a vocal. If you don't know what comping a vocal is, it's basically you take 15 takes of it, and then you cut it all, cut up those 15 takes till you have like the perfect phrases. You know, I have this phrase from take 8, but this phrase from take 10 and this one from take 2, and create kind of the perfect, for me, the perfect vocal take, or maybe not the perfect vocal take, but the best one that I could produce. And when you're recording on tape, you can't do that. You just have to do it the best you can and then decide whether or not you can do better. That was a challenge for my brain to do that. And I'll never forget, the guys were just like, that was really good. Do you think you can do better? And I think by the fourth or fifth take, I was like, I think that's the best like whole take I can do. And just kind of accepting that. And that's a really important thing in not only making music, but putting out records. Because there's a certain amount of perfectionism that you kind of should have. Like, you know, you should worry about the quality of what you're doing, to some extent. Although there's a lot to be said for rawness really carrying sounds, rawness of takes, giving stuff more feel in certain ways, and you know, not wanting to overproduce something or make something too clean. But at the same time, you know, you want to sound good, you want it to last for posterity. This is something we learned a long time ago. You know, you can be a perfectionist to where it takes you 5 to 10 years to create a record, and or, you know, a perfectionist to where you never put out a record. And I think we came from a very DIY aesthetic early on. We had a band before Future Islands that lasted from 2003 to 2005. You know, that band, we wrote like, you know, 4 albums in 2.5 years. And I think that kind of output really taught us something about, I don't know, just releasing the music. You know, releasing the music is, getting the music out there is, it allows you as an artist to kind of finally get it out of your hands. You know, you get it out of your hands and your head, and you can move on to the next. I think as long as you are holding on to things that you haven't shared with the world, then they're still up to be changed. You can be recording the same vocals for years and years, or, you know, words can change. And you find that over time, like especially with touring, that, you know, a song like, say, Tin Man or Little Dreamer, that, you know, songs that we've been playing for 13 and 15 years respectively, on stages, you know, the lyrics and the music stay the same for the most part, but the feeling of them can change. The meaning behind them can change because our lives change. And, you know, if I wrote a song out of some anger or frustration or dejection or rejection of love, when I was a 22-year-old, it's going to have a much different meaning as a 36-year-old who is in a happy place with someone who I love. But I'm still singing this song about a time when I was really feeling this thing. So you know, those songs do change. But I think it's important to get out those emotions when they do feel fresh. You know, because that's when they really mean something. Because we can continue to change and mold those songs for many years, even when the song essentially remains the same. Even when the lyrics are the same and the chord progressions are the same, you know, there's always little additions that you can add. But I feel like the song needs to grow naturally with an audience, and you have to give the audience the opportunity to connect so it can grow with them as well. You know, that's really important. So at some point you just have to call it quits and accept your takes, your bass take, your drum take, your vocal take for what it is, and accept that even in its flaws, it's that humanity that travels through that's really important.
And what's that one song from As Long As You Are that you are most excited to play live once you're able to?
I would just any song. Like, we haven't had the benefit of being able to play any of the songs with people sort of knowing them and having spent time with them. And so just being able to play any song off that record now that people like know the record will be great. I can't wait to see like how that moves those songs forward, like in a live setting. And also like some of the slower song, or not slower, but some of the more chill tunes like Moonlight or City's Face. I kind of am interested to see like what we come up with, like to try to like pull those off live. Like, and I, you know, like, are we gonna keep them the same? Are we gonna tweak them a little bit? That's gonna be a, you know, that's sort of a fun challenge to kind of give ourselves and see how, you know, because lots of times there are times when, like, you know, you'll have a like an album version and a live version, and they may be very different and both work well in their own ways. So I'm sort of interested to see like how songs like that, Moonlight or City's Face, what them seeing the light of day in a live setting would entail. Yeah.
Big thank you to Sam and Mike from Future Islands for having a chat with us tonight. As Long As You Are, the new album is out now on all streaming platforms. And after this, we move on to something a bit closer to home. We're talking about modern Hari Raya songs.
But before that, here's a tune taken from As Long As You Are, Future Islands with Hit the Coast, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.